Gavin's absolutely fantastic. He feels great, and we're just counting down the minutes, to be honest, until we go. I think he's just resting in his hotel room, getting a little bit of a nap, and I'm just killing time now.
He does right now. I saw a headshot. I didn't actually see the weigh-in yesterday, but I saw a headshot from the weigh-in. And was Gav stood on a box? there's a fair height difference, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. We from the little video footage that we saw, I kind of thought he'd be about my height, and he is. I was stood next to him on the stage. So the guy is the same height as me, so he's got a good height and reach advantage over Sanchez, which is, you know, to be honest, he has in most fights, really, because Gavin, obviously he's tall and long for the weight, so it's nothing new. We need to make sure that he uses those advantages.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Sanchez, he's a little bit of an unknown. He's an unknown to me. I'm sure he isn't to you, but he's got the perfect record coming into the fight. He's not going to be a mug, is he?
No, he's not. He can punch for real. You know, he's a big puncher. Comes forward, lets his hands go, and really, really does, you know, does wing him in. He's a knockout merchant for sure. So he's a fast starter, and my concern is that Gavin's normally a slow starter. So I've been, you know, getting into him all training camp. He cannot afford to slow start. Slowing this one.
That's an interesting one, you know. As I said, we had Eddie Hearn on the show earlier on, and Eddie picked up on this as well. Eddie said, you know, Gav started slowing his last few fights. He won't be able to do that against Sanchez, because Sanchez will put it on him from the start. And he said,
right from the start, yeah.
If he starts his fight slow, as he has done some of his previous ones, that could trip him up, and that's what he's got to do. What do you do differently, Dave? Because obviously you've not been training Gav for that long, have you? But what do you do in preparation to make sure that he does go out there and start from that first bell?
It's not something you can just do on the night. You know, we've been working on that in sparring, and getting him warmed up properly first before he even starts with anything. You know, he's got to be warm, mentally focused and tuned. A lot of it's his mentality as well, because he's very laid back, very very casual. We're gonna do certain things in the changing room today that'll help him as well. It's just about him getting. Look, the thing about Gavin is he's getting into that rhythm straight away. Defensively, a rhythm is that his head movement and switched on mentally, and then, you know, we're going to do some things in the changing rooms, and then the problem is sometimes you get fighters warmed up in the changing rooms, and then there can be a bit of a drag on in between them, saying, yeah, you're on now, come on, and then you stood waiting before you walk out, and then you finally, obviously, you've got your ring walks, you get in the ring, you've got all the MC's introductions and everything like that, but you know, it can be another 10 minutes from when you leave the chain room to when the bell goes. So you know, you'll notice him in the ring, because a lot of times Gavin just gets in the ring and he basically just stood there and maybe but just bounces about a little bit or walks around a little bit. I don't want him to do that for this. I need him to basically be shadow boxing and being active while he's in the ring for the introductions, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that again just fires him up a little bit, starts, you know, gets his mentality sharp and focused.
You just got to keep that going. Obviously, it's a huge, huge show tonight. I mean, the atmosphere inside that arena is going to be electric. I know nights, you live and breathe for nights like this, don't you, Dave, really, in boxing?
Yeah.
And oh, go on.
Yeah, you go on, mate, go.
I was going to say, one man who is going to be watching the main event, Frampton Quigg, with more than a slightly interested eye, is going to be in the corner with you, with Gavin, of course. Jamie, Gavin's twin brother, who I know has got an eye on fighting the winner of that fight, hasn't he?
Yeah, 100%. Jamie would love to fight the winner. I had breakfast with Eddie this morning and said the same thing again. You know, that's a fight that we would jump at. I think Jamie can beat them both. I think he beats Frampton easier. Regardless of what happens tonight, I just think style-wise, he beats Frampton easier. But I do think he can beat both fighters. So yeah, he'll be watching that fight like a hawk.
That is a huge shout, by the way. Sorry, I wasn't expecting that one, Dave. That's a massive shout.
Yeah,
it's going to be well. Listen, I know Jamie and Gavin reasonably well. MC Jamie's first world title fight a couple of years ago now, and you've had those two in a training camp together for the last goodness knows how many weeks. Are your ears bust yet or what?
Oh man, you just have to get used to it. You know what? It's brilliant. It's good fun. It's good banter. They're constantly having pops at each other. Even this morning, sat at breakfast table, Jamie's not here. There's me, Gavin, Dave Sasha, our nutritionist, and Eddie. And Gavin's talking about, you know, win this fight, get hold of a WBC choice. If I win that WBC title, that does everything that our kid's done. It's because it's green belt, it's the green belt, it's the best one. And this is, you know what I mean? This is what they're like. You know, Jamie weren't even there. But so if you can imagine when they're there together, it's nuts, mate. It really is.
Yeah, they're two real characters of boxing, that's for sure. And of course, also in your gym now, you've got Tony Bellew, and the new addition, of course, the two Dave Caldwells equals one David Price, I think, in when it comes to size. David, no insult meant, but you've got the big one in the gym. How's he shaping up?
Do you know what? We've just finished our third week. While I've been in Manchester, I've been training him up here. I had the use of Steve Mailer's gym, just literally around the corner from where I'm staying here. So Price has been coming over to Manchester for me. So we've just finished our third week, and he is coming on really well. But do you know what? He's a little bit like Gavin in the respect that... you show him something, he soaks it up, and you see improvements quickly. And that's how he's developing. And you know, 3 weeks in, I'm more than happy with where we're at.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. Obviously, you were at those shows as well, at the Echo Arena at Aintree and places like that in Liverpool when Maloney was Frank Maloney was promoting David Price. And for all intents and purposes, I think we all looked at him, Dave, and thought that there's a future world heavyweight champion. He had that huge punch that he's got that will put anyone away. And that punch is still there. I think he was unfortunate in the first fight against Thompson, and the second fight against Thompson, well, I think there were other forces at play there, and then Erkan Tepper, I think we all know what happened there, which was ridiculous. But
yeah, so what you've got to realise with Price, I mean, the one with Price here, I've, since he turned pro, I worked with him because myself and Adam Booth signed him for Haymaker. So when we were out in Cyprus for 6 weeks with the original training camp that was cancelled, the fight was cancelled for David A and Klitschko, I worked with Price for 6 weeks out there, so I'd done pads with him and stuff like that before. And then I did his corners for when he signed with Maloney, I think it was. I did his corners, I didn't train him or anything, but I just helped fan in the corners on fight night. So I did a few of his fights like that. And then obviously, I've not had anything to do with him on a professional level for quite a while, but we've still been mates and still kept in touch. The original Thompson fight, he got caught on back ahead. He went over, his equilibrium was absolutely gone.
Yep.
And the thing is, the big thing is mentally, that just destroyed him. You know, in front of all his fans and everything, it just destroyed him. It was a ludicrous move to go straight into a rematch. Because what you got to remember is, as well, with Thompson, he'd only lost to Klitschko at that stage. And you know, Price had not really fought anybody of massive standing that comes to win. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So it was a bad move to have the rematch straight away rather than rebuilding. But he did. And obviously, Thompson is a cheat. But Price are gassed. His mentality after the original Thompson fight has just been where he fights like a man that's perhaps worried about getting done. worried about getting stopped or worried about getting out gassing. And you know, when you have all these demons going into a fire, and it's catastrophic for a fighter. He's got all these tools to go in there and unload, but he doesn't. Even if you look through his career, even his knockout wins, he has never unloaded on anybody.
Yep.
He's gone out there, he's put his arms out, he's pushed his arms out, punching, and when he's landed, if the guys can't take the shots, they go over. But he's never sat there, sat on his leg, and ripped him in, like a David A does, you know, really with venom. Like, you know, an attitude to take people out like an Anthony Joshua. He's never done anything like that. Now, when you're 6'9" and you punch like David Price does, you should be doing that. You should be going out there like a monster. And, you know, mentally, in his last 30 weeks, his positivity and his drive and little sort of changes, you know, he's making these little changes. And we're working on that in the gym. We're working on that outside of the gym. And, you know, he's changing it, both physically in his boxing, but also mentally as well. And it, more importantly, he feels that he's doing it. It's no good me looking on the outside and saying, oh, yeah, you're doing this, you're doing that. He's seen this for himself. And he's, you know, it's a work in progress. I'm not saying he's going to walk out there, his next fight, and become heavyweight champion of the world. I'm not. But what I'm saying is you're going to see an improvement in him. Now, what he has to, or he's got the capabilities to be a lot more improved and to be a different fighter. What he's got to do, he's got to just keep it in his mind and just keep strong and keep positive and keep doing what he's doing. And then bit by bit, you're going to see a different fighter, you know? And hopefully, we'll put a couple of wins together. A couple of good wins together. He's got to go out there and look good. It's not just a case of just going out there and winning. He's got to go out there and make some noise.
Yep.
And then we'll see where it leads us. But the aim is for him to win the heavyweight title. That's every heavyweight's dream. That's one thing that I will say is in heavyweight boxing, if you hit as hard as what David Price does, and if you can punch with the power that he's got, then you can never say never, because he's genuinely, and everybody will tell you whether they think he's going to do anything or if you just think he's chinny and he's never going to do anything whatsoever. They'll all tell you he can punch harder than anybody about. You know?
Absolutely.
When you've got that kind of power, you can't write somebody off.
No.
You can't write him off because you just don't know.
Personally, I look at it, I think the one of the most difficult things is going to be matching him. Obviously, there's a shortage of fighters in that division anyway, but we'll see how it pans out. It's certainly going to be very interesting times. Do you know what, Dave? If for no other reason, I want David Price to win the heavyweight championship of the world just to see you run into the ring, pick him up on your shoulders.
Pick him up!
And carry him around that ring on your shoulders above your head, Dave, because that, for me, will be the picture of the century.
I think what you'll see there is something like a cartoon where a geezer on the knees just gets squashed.
So, hey, get working on them legs now, Dave. Work on those legs. Get those quads built up, my friend. Before I let you go, Dave, prediction for tonight. Forget Quig Frampton. We all know in the White Rose County, the big one is Gary McDonald against Jorge Sanchez. How's it going to finish?
From watching Gavin's last couple of spars, especially his last spar was, last six rounds were absolutely perfect. Now, from watching what he was doing, how he was doing it, and basically pulled off everything we've done in training camp, if he starts off mentally sharp, I think the first three rounds, maybe four rounds, are going to be very, very tight, KJ, dangerous. But I think Gavin will then start taking a hold in the middle rounds. And I actually think in the last third, last quarter, I think he can take over and grind him down. It's not a one punch job. It's a case of grinding him down. His body work now is a lot better. He's picking his punches a lot better. And starting making this fella miss and making him pay, really. I think he can stop him later. But listen, I'll take the points for him. I ain't fussed. As long as he boxes to the best of his ability and we get this WBC silver, which, have you seen, by the way, it's a beautiful belt.
Yeah, It's gorgeous,
know?
Isn't
I
mean, it?
Mate, you should have seen Gav's eyes on stage when he saw that first one. You know, at the weigh-in, his eyes literally popped out. I mean, I think he got more reaction from the belt than any food he's had.
Do you know, those boys are collecting these belts, aren't they? It won't be long before McDonald's belt shop opens up in the centre of Doncaster, I'm pretty sure. But listen, from everyone here at Radio Yorkshire Day, the very best luck to you, and please pass that on to Gavin as well. I spoke to him midweek, and obviously I can't be there tonight. I'm in Doncaster with Steffi Bull, but we wish Gav all the best, and he's going to bring that green belt back to Yorkshire, and whoever wins between Quigg and Frampton, you don't care, because Jamie can beat them both, can't they?
I'm actually neutral for that fight. I do have an opinion on it, but I'm actually neutral for that fight. I know Quigg a little bit more these days, so I would like Quigg to win it, but, you know, I like Carl as well, so there's no, you know, personal issues on who I want to win the fight. I just want it to be a good fight for the sport. Can I just say as well, I've got a kid that I managed, Jay Stixon, making his debut on Steffi's show tonight, so a big good luck to him. And if anyone's out there at the show, hope they make some noise for him making his debut.